radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.
Man?
Yes.
Who's going to get the tip this time?
I don't know who's going to get the tip.
I don't know, man.
I think Tiny will get the tip, and no, Don will get the tip.
Don will get the tip, and Tiny will pick up the check.
Don picks up the check this time, and Tiny gets the... I don't know what's it all about. Anyway, if you'd like to find more details on that, how you can enter, listen to Don between 10 and 2 o'clock today.
Man, Don reminds me a lot of Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, no, I hadn't thought about
Arthur,
that.
Arthur's not on the radio anymore, is he?
Oh, sure he is.
Is he?
Man, I think he is.
Maybe he's on when we're on. Oh, maybe.
Well, quick, turn on the radio. Turn on the other radio, Lan, and see if he's on.
I don't hear anything.
Is he on?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have brought that up there. Maybe he's direct competition with
well,
a stalwart.
Lan, that's it.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock, if this program could be considered any competition with anything, maybe a horse race out at Long Acres. Oh. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock as the wax whirls on.
You like that one, Evan? The wax whirls on.
You like that?
On,
that's an old top 40
oh,
radio
I see.
Phrase.
You're referring
tell him
to
rock
the...
and roll shoes here, Stuart.
Let's see.
Tim?
I need some polish, Lance.
No, you don't.
Just a bit polish.
Just a, no,
let
no,
me shine
no,
him
no, 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 no. Hey.
If I were your woman and you were my man.
Does my antiperspirant always keep me dry? No, not always. Definitely not always.
Well, I got this kid. He's about 17. I tell him to use this stuff. He uses it. It works on me, but not always on him.
If you're still getting wet, why not start getting tough? With Right Guard antiperspirant. Super dry and stuff. Super dry stuff. Super dry.
I'm a casual kind of guy, I swear. You can tell it by my hair. I wear it kind of easy going and dry, but it never blows in my eye, cause I've got something new from Gillette. It's called the Dry Look. Comes in an aerosol can with a Gillette three-way valve. Now a guy can groom his hair dry and keep it lightly in place. Casual, neat, and dry. Yeah, the wet head is dead. Long live the dry look from Gillette.
Yes. We've got a new thing. We started a day called Heebie-Jeebies.
TV Jeebies,
which we'll be doing later on this hour, which will involve a little TV trivia, which is sort of like Stump the Stars, only it has to do with television instead of the movies. And it's a little bit more difficult, I think, Star. And I doubt if you're going
to... It covers a lot more... well...
It's going to be as good as efficient in it as you were on Stump the Stars. You're pretty good at that.
Well, you know, I try, Lan. All a person can do is to try his best.
Who was the co-producer of... Matthew's Hideaway.
Robert Fidelia.
Right.
Robert Fidelia yeah. was the co-producer, Lan.
All right.
He's from the Fidelia family of North Hollywood, Lan. His mother owns a bakery there on Lancaster Boulevard, right near Universal Studios. And right next to that's a delicatessen that has some awfully good ham.
Now here's today's astrological forecast with the horoscope lady herself.
KOL presents today's astrological forecast, Friday, January 22nd. Aries, organization may be found through other people. Taurus, you will have to make a decision carefully. Gemini, do not put any trust in what someone tells you today. Cancer, current events should not affect you emotionally. Leo, if something bothers you, don't worry about it. Virgo, you may want to have a heart-to-heart talk with someone today. Libra, everything should run smoothly today and over the weekend. Scorpio, let someone else take care of the financial responsibilities. Sagittarius, you will be able to do exactly what you want today. Capricorn, keep small failures in perspective. Aquarius, listen to the other side of a story before making a decision. Pisces, keep all relations on friendly terms.
Oh, she's through there. 15 minutes past 8 o'clock from KOL in Seattle. I'm still trying to understand. In this world of trying to understand, I'm still trying to understand why there is a continued either storage and or development and or both of nerve gas. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to even store it. It's really stupid. Why is that stored?
Len, I was just looking through the Army Logic book, page 23. It just says
Army
right
Logic?
Here. Army Logic.
I see.
You
yes.
know,
what does it say there?
Well, it says very simple, Len, if we don't get them first, they'll get us.
Oh.
Makes sense.
16 minutes past 8 o'clock from KOL in Seattle. This is Donovan and his new record, which is really nice, called Celia of the Seals. Listen. Don't forget that Seal special is going to be showed next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on your television if you missed it before, the slaughter of the seals up north.
Should you wander this land to the north? And you seldom do.
Marshall's annual custom hot molded speed show returns to the Seattle Center Exhibition Display Halls and Arena January 27th for a 5-day run. Bigger and better than ever, plus this year's band, Mark Marshall is conceded to let you race and possibly beat a KOL jock of your choice. Get your I beat a KOL jock button if you are successful. Make it to this year's Clark Marshall's custom auto hot voted speed show in the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall and Arena January 27th.
And now for the latest ski information from the wonderful world of Snowbiz and Mr. Science Ski Tips, all brought to you by the Rainier Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington.
Hi there, friends. Phil Nerd here with snow reports. Forecast for Washington, Cascades, paired to snow, heavy at times, gusty winds, blowing and drifting snow, afternoon past temperatures in the 20s. This morning, Alpental, snowing lightly, 28 degrees, 8 new. Crystal Mountain, snowing lightly, 22 degrees, 7 new. White Pass, snowing lightly, 24 degrees, 4 new. Stevens Pass, snowing lightly, 24 degrees, 14 new. Skiacre, snowing lightly, 28 degrees, 8 new. Mission Ridge, overcast, 27 degrees, trace new. Sold to the man in the blue shirt there. Snoqualmie Summit snowing light at 28 degrees, 8 new. Hyack snowing light at 28 degrees, going once, going twice, 8 inches new at Hyack. Mount Pilchuck snowing 26 degrees, 6 new, going once, going twice, going three times, going four times.
All American.
And last report, Mount Baker reports, you know something, Lenny, every time I hear that word Mount Baker, it reminds me of a great big mountain of chocolate. You know Baker's chocolate?
Yeah, I've thought of that, too. You ever thought of that story?
Oh, I do. I like the sour chocolate.
Do you? I don't. I like the sweet Dutch milk chocolate.
Well, I like the kind that, you know, is really chunky, like this, you know, and just going to
bring them off. I like kind of got designs in it. You can just squinch right through your teeth. Right through the designs on the chocolate there. It sort of gives it just like milk in a glass bottle.
Oh.
Always tastes better.
Oh. Last report, Mount Baker reported 204 inches, and,
here, let me do it. All areas are operating today except Mount Baker and Yodeling, and there's night skiing tonight at Crystal Mountain, White Pass, Stevens Pass, Gakers, Mission Ridge, Snoqualmie Summit, Hyack. Is that Hyack?
Hyack.
Hyack and Mount Pilchuck.
And now Rainier Brewing Company takes skiing one step further. With the Mr. Science Ski Tip.
Oh! Mr. Science, it's me, Jimmy. Open the door. What's this? There's nobody in here. What's this note? Dear friends, see you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. We have split. Signed, Mr. Science and Jimmy. P.S. Be sure and don't miss the Land Roberts Rainier Snowbust at Stevens Pass this Sunday, which features free to everyone, free rope tow, free use of K2 demonstration skis, Rainier Cup elimination race, snow sculpture, ski bob race, a limited flexible slider race, and Land Roberts and Seattle Sky Sports jumpers parachuting into the area at noon with a giant fireworks display at the conclusion. Double P.S. Be sure and don't drink that glass of water on the table right next to you. Well, I don't see why not. Looks pretty harmless to me. Well, that was good. Well, I don't see a thing wrong with...
put your cares away. Now's the time to make right what's been wrong. Something's coming here, cool and fresh and clear. Rainier's mountain freshness coming on.
West Mountain Fresh, Rainier Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington. Rainier Snow Information and Mr. Science Ski Tips are presented on KOL mornings and afternoons, Monday through Fridays at 20 minutes past the hour, and weekends too.
What are you plant there, stalwart? That one called Scotty over there in the corner.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
George Harrison believes all things must pass, and he demonstrates it quite nicely on the latest album on Apple, regularly $11.98, now at Guffart Bazaar for $6.47. John Lennon is still hung up on Mother, and includes this big hit on the latest Apple release, John Lennon, regularly $5.98, now just $3.57. The Beatles may dissolve, but the albums just keep on coming. Packed in the authentic Apple crates, compliments of your favorite GovMart Bazaar stores in Aurora, Tacoma, Burien, and Renton. GovMart Bazaar is truly Apple country, featuring the greatest Beatle hits at the lowest prices in the Pacific Northwest.
Got some of my friends here. Don't let them bind you. They're in here measuring up, putting in a heater in here to keep your feet warm.
Yeah, it's a little cold in here. We're getting old. What's that, Stuart? What are you doing there? What are you doing there? Rubbing two sticks together like that.
I'm trying to make a fire. Line isn't working. We're out of matches.
It's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock this morning. The weather is considerable.
Doesn't
clouds
work,
and showers occasionally mixed with snow through tomorrow, with snow showers at the higher elevations, periods of partial clearing, and it should be gusty winds. Boeing Field reported winds a little bit earlier, winds up to 26 miles per hour and gusting to 32, which
you
is
got
sort
a lighter
of a
land.
Stiff breeze through the trees. It's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock from KOL The Snow Bust at Stevens Pass. Hope all of you can make it up there this weekend. That'll be Sunday starting at noon. And what's the best way to get to Stevens Pass? I guess to go up to Monroe.
I'll take the highway, Len, I think.
The best way to is to go to Monroe and, and ask a service station. That's about to... Oh, anytime I go anyplace and I don't know where to go, I always tell people to go ask a service station. Oh, that's the guy.
Follow the yellow brick road, Len. Yeah. That's my advice.
It's 28 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Here's Dionne Warwick. Say a little prayer. This is KOL in Seattle with Don Clark this morning at 10 o'clock, 10 till 2. Robert O. Smith this afternoon at 2.
KOL, AM and FM, Seattle. Presenting the second Land Roberts Rainier Snowbust, January 24th at Stevens Pass.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Jones, and she's a lady. It's 25 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock from KOL in Seattle. We're trying to get warmed up here for Heebie-Jeebies, which we're going to be playing here in just a few moments. And, hey, there's a friend dropped by a few minutes ago. I was complaining a couple of weeks ago that I didn't have any Italian listeners. And, ha-ha's. Lo and behold, there's a friend drop by with some Italian grape juice. Gangbusters! Woo! Ah, I thought I had tasted some grape juice before.
I noticed the way it steamed up your glasses, Lan, which is funny because you don't even wear glasses.
Yeah, and what we're going to do this morning to get, we're going to have a grape stomp here in just a moment, getting ready to play TV Jeebies, and I thought it would be kind of unique, Stalwart, if we did it to the Dick Van Dyke Show theme.
Well, I think that's fine. You know, if more people, Lan, would take their shoes off and walk around their bare feet, this would be a better world.
Yeah, that makes sense, all right. Certainly people could kind of get together more with... Maybe it would be a way of getting together, getting more people into the tub to stomp some grapes.
Lan, just think of this.
Yeah.
Just think of all the...
I'm thinking.
All the pressures that your body puts on your feet, and your poor feet are just all locked up in those shoes all day long with nowhere to go. Except
screaming, saying, out.
Let
I
me
want out.
Out
of here. It's like being trapped in a submarine at 50,000 fathoms below. How many fathoms?
Well, you're not in the series. 6 feet, so 50,000 is 6 feet. Be 564. Subtract 17.
No, plus 23.
Plus 23.
The square root of 100.
Let's figure out.
You got it?
Okay, Lan, that's 23 miles.
Hit the music, boys. Okay, where's the tub?
There it is, Lan. Take your shoes off. Get in.
Okay. Got any grapes there?
Yeah.
Throw them in.
All right.
Sure, that's the Dick Van Dyke thing.
That's Dick Van Dyke thing. Right?
All right. Yeah. There's Dick. Let's get him in
Dick.
Here, too. Come on in, Dick. Get Jim Bach in here, too. Take your feet off, Jim. I mean, your shoes.
That's very Tom Moore, too.
Yeah, just get her in here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Amsterdam, man.
How's this for an opening line? Hi, Mary. Take your shoes off. Seems to be working. It's certainly...
Look away, it's crisp between your toes,
man. The old grapes don't look like they did before we put them in here, did they?
No. Hey, you want to take a sip?
Are you kidding?
Well, my feet are clean, man.
Bach, would you quit that? Now, come on. Enough is enough. Bach, get out. Hey, Jim, now, come on. Get out of the tub, really.
On a cloudy...
Man, he still has his tennis shoes on.
And when it's cold outside, I've got them for me.
Newsman trying to be a star, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Guthrie with a newsworthy comment on the card that stretches your dollar at both ends. Your Dodge boys, the men who are billing themselves as the price fighters, tell me it's their Dart Swinger automatic, the card that saves you money when you buy it, and at trade-in time brings one of the highest resale values in the country. The Dart Swinger automatic, the value package that gives you an automatic transmission at no extra charge when you buy the specially equipped 1971 Dart Swinger hardtop. That's over $190 off the sticker price on V8 models, over $180 off the sticker price on six-cylinder models. So I suggest, if you're looking for ways to drive down your cost of driving in style, go see the Dodge Boys. They really are price fighters.
Well, that's what he said there, Stalwart.
That's right, Lan. They're price fighters, just like...
Price fighters, not prize fighters.
Oh, I'm
price,
sorry.
Price.
Oh.
Say it 10 times.
I thought it was a boxing match, Lan.
The love story, Eric Siegel's novel, The Love Story, probably one of the most extraordinary books and movie successes of the years, has been thrown out as a candidate for the coveted Fiction Award of the National Book Committee.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, they say it doesn't qualify as literature.
What?
Lan? That's what William Styron, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and one of the jurors said. So simply by being on the list, we were going to resign if it was not removed.
Well, Lan, I think that's arbitrary.
Number one fiction bestseller since shortly after it appeared in hardcover last February the 4th, Love Story was one of the 5 titles nominated for the prize by a pool of 500 critics, booksellers, librarians, and other members of the book community.
Even my good friend Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Dewey in a long time.
I haven't heard from Tom Dewey either, Lan.
It's 19 minutes before 9 o'clock. Speaking of theme from Love Story, here is the theme from the Love Story.
Dee. Dee.
That's a wonderful song there. You just can close your eyes and see Ally McGraw.
I see Ryan O'Neill.
You see Ryan O'Neill?
Yeah.
I see Ally McGraw myself.
Well, I see Ryan O'Neill.
Well, different strokes for different folk stars. He walked right into that one, didn't
he? Walked right into it, didn't
he? It's 15 minutes before 9 o'clock from KOL in Seattle, and we're going to be playing the...
Oh, Land, this is your Hollywood reporter, and my good friend Jimmy Stalwart and I would like to take people on a little television thing there and get them to television trivia with... The heebie-jeebies, which we're going to be playing in just a moment. But first, this word from our good friends at Fiat.
Just for fun, drive a Fiat. Take the wheel and discover what I mean.
The 1971 Fiat 850 Spider convertible is the world's most beautiful economy car. Yes, economy car. Sure, it looks like a sports car. Sure, it has sleek Continental styling that makes it look expensive. Sure, it has radio tires and disc brakes, all vinyl interior and a floor-mounted stick shift, all as standard equipment. But the Fiat 850 Spider is an economy car all the way. To start with, it costs just $2,335 West Coast Port of Entry. But that's only the beginning. It's lubricated for life. And this cab will prolong mile after mile in a saucer full of gas, over 30 miles to a gallon. And there's so much more you'll have to see to test drive it for yourself. The beautiful new economy classic, the 1971 Fiat 850 Spider convertible at your local Fiat dealers now.
Yes. Well, what are we going to use for a theme today for heebie-jeebies, the TV jeebies there? Why don't we use the ballad from Paladin?
Have gone, well traveled.
An awfully big chestnut you've got there in your head.
That's right.
See if I can pull it off. Come on. Right glued to your head, Stalwart.
Yeah.
If you'd like to play TV Jeebies right now, simply call us at 421-8900 with your bit of TV trivia. Either a actor or actress who was one of the leading roles in maybe one of your old television things in the 60s and 50s only.
Right, nothing from the 30s from television.
That's right, and the number to call is 421-8900. We don't have too many prizes today, but we have a new twist to this show. Send us something.
That's right. About time.
Always alone, never with a
remind the folks never to kiss their horse unless they've been chewing cert, because there's nothing worse than a horse running away trying to lariat, to lasso it with your lariat, with the horse saying, it's got bad breath. It's just ridiculous.
If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Will he kiss you again? Will he kiss you again? Better be certain
with cert. Here's my last song.
You better be certain with cert.
Delicious certs. Candy mint, breath mint. It's two. Two. Two mints in one. With Retsin to stop bad breath.
If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Better be certain with certain.
Yes, who are you calling, please?
Right, TV Heebie Jeebies.
TV Heebie Jeebies. All right, what's your... who is this?
Van Horn.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, I wanted to know, is it all right if you asked questions about supporting actors?
If we know the answer.
Yeah, if we know the answer.
If we don't, we hang up.
Okay, what was the name of the dog on Cosmo T. Topper?
Ooh, you know?
Well, and the dog on Topper, of course, Topper's the story of those two ghosts, This guy kept seeing these people up. He was the only one that could see them. Of course, he drank a lot. The dog's name...
He hit the sauce a lot.
He saw all kinds of things, Lan. The dog's name was Neil, and he was a saint.
He
was a saint.
You're the only guy in Seattle who knows that besides me.
I've been watching television for years, Lan, as I told you. I've been looking at the tube, and now the tube's looking back.
Okay, thank you for calling. Who are you calling, please?
I'm calling TV
Heebie Jeebies. TV Heebie Jeebies. All right, what's the question?
I want to know who Topper was.
You want to know who Topper? Hey, two people. We ought to get you guys together. The guy with the dog and you with the Topper. Who is Topper?
Well, Topper was, of course, the star of the show, Topper. I mean, it was the star. That was the name of the character.
Who's the actor that played?
I don't know who the actor was.
Oh, the actor. Yeah, well, the actor, of course, was the same fellow who played the head of the man from Uncle. It was Leo G. Carroll was the actor. Fine actor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who are you calling, please?
Heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies?
Gitchy.
What was the, what was the question?
Who played the male and the female lead on the Castaways?
Oh, who is this?
Kyle Aiken.
Okay.
What was the question? I'm sorry, Atlanta.
Who played the male and the female lead on the Castaways?
That was a movie. No.
That was a movie, wasn't it?
It was a television
TV show.
A TV show? A series?
Uh-huh.
The Castaways?
Uh-huh.
That wasn't Haley Mills, was it?
No.
Right,
do you know who it was?
Sure.
What year was it? Was that just
was
on
it?
TV?
Who was? Huh?
You give up?
Yeah.
Well, let me give it. What year
okay.
was it on?
It's okay. With this game, if we win, if they win, they send us the truck.
Oh, right. Yeah. What was,
yeah,
the,
what was the
what
answer?
Was the answer?
I'm not saying.
Why not?
Why?
Because I want a gift. I didn't get a gift last time when I won.
Oh, you didn't get a gift?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of our mail got hung up on a siding in East Bozeman, Montana.
We did have a mix-up in some of the mail there.
A little trouble. It's the post office department's fault, maybe.
What was the answer?
It was Peggy Cass and Jack Weston.
Peggy Cass. Why didn't you get that, Stalwart?
What was the name of the show?
Castaways. It was the one with the monkeys.
The one with the monkeys?
Yeah, three little monkeys instead of kids.
It wasn't called The Castaways.
It wasn't The Castaways, though, was it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The Hathaways.
No, Cast. K-C.
No, it wasn't The Cast. Yes, Jim.
It was The Hathaways, I'm
That's
sure.
That's what I
Thank
thought.
Thank you, Jim.
So, it was not.
Yes, he was, too.
Oh, no.
It's three against one.
Three against one.
When we're here and you're there,
yeah, so
you send
makes,
us a prize.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Well, expecting our prize shortly. I like mine by
yes.
Monday.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Nah, that was a good game.
Good game.
Yeah.
Well,
it was the Hathaways. I remember that.
It was
that.
The Hathaways.
This is KOL in Seattle, and we have got coming up next hour many, many, many more things, such as... Another game of TV Heebie-Jeebies,
right after the off.
Hey, the Snowbust is coming up on Sunday. We hope all of you make it up to Stevens Pass. I'm sorry I can't give any better directions than ask a service station at Monroe. Man, I don't know how to get up there either. That's why we're going to jump in. If you want to sign up for the Rainier Emma Elimination Race, be sure to call this number today. Main 22... No, that's our number there. Where is the number? Oh, here it is. Main 22600.
Wow, that's your home phone.
No, it's not. Main 22600. That's for signing up for the Rainier Elimination Cup Race at the Snow Bus this Sunday. See you there.
Program chapters 1 verses 12 through 23 is coming up right after the news.
Good morning, this is Jim Black with the 855 edition of KOL Continuous Coverage. Well, the sheep in Antelope Valley, Utah, have been dying like flies, to say the least. No cause of the deaths has been determined yet on the site where nerve gas killed several thousand sheep in 1968. But they are working on finding a cause as soon as possible and are making no definite claims right now as to the cause. The governor of Utah, Calvin Rampton, did have this to say.
It's the opinion of Dr. Chantel that the cause of the death of the sheep was something they'd ingested, but he hasn't yet been able to identify it. It's his opinion at this juncture that it was not radiation. Of course, I should point out that Dr. Schoenfeld is not an expert in radiation. The thing that would weigh against it being radiation is that the sheep died all in one night, whereas if it were radiation, you would expect to see symptoms well ahead of time and a general decline rather than a sudden death. My principal concern immediately was to determine that whatever it was offered no threat to human life. Dr. Schoenfeld has assured me that there could be no danger to human habitation, even on the site where the sheep died.
Utah Governor Calvin Rampton quoting a Utah veterinarian, Jim Schoenfeld, on the Antelope Valley sheep situation. From San Francisco, more on the oil spill. Bill Munson is on the line to KOL.
A new danger has cropped up in the San Francisco Bay oil slick. Fears have been raised that the oil floating in the Pacific Ocean off the Northern California coast might ruin the local crab industry. Dr. Cadet Han, marine biologist, says if the oil slick caused by a ship collision hovers a few more days just off the intertidal zone, it could be fatal to breeding crab and flatfish. The crab industry of Northern California has long been plagued by depleting stocks. In San Francisco, Bill Munson, KOL, continuous coverage.
We're going down the coast a ways to Los Angeles.
The LaBianca jury will go into its sixth full day of deliberations today to determine the guilt or innocence of Charles Manson and his three female co-defendants. The four have been tried in connection with the August 1969 slayings of actress Sharon Tate and six others. So far, the jury has deliberated a total of 31 hours and 35 minutes. There's no indication of when they might be reaching verdicts in the case, and speculation now is they might even be deadlocked. But so far, no word on that either. In Los Angeles, this is J. Paul Huddleston for KOL Continuous Coverage News.
Policemen, firemen, and welfare workers are all angry at New York City Mayor John Lindsay. The police say Lindsay's call for penalties for their recent six-day strike is aimed at furthering the mayor's hopes for a presidential race. The firemen say if Lindsay does try to run for president, they'll send what they call truth squads into each state in which he campaigns. Well, KOL's George Gant reports on happenings at Olympia.
In Olympia yesterday, the Senate passed a budget of more than $1 million. Included in the budget are funds to hire eight people who work on the controversial task of redistricting the state. In the House, an interesting amendment was introduced by Democrats. It didn't pass. It would have done away with some of the secrecy the legislature now has the power to use. House Majority Leader Stu Bledsoe talked about the bill and commented,
"One that would have made the moves of all standing committees on all matters, amendments, the whole bit, a matter of public record, searching our journal with a mountain of verbiage and publication that I'm sure we couldn't handle."
George Garrett, KOL Continuous Coverage.
KOL Sports, only one National Hockey League game tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs and California Seals at Oakland. Top-ranked UCLA faces Loyola of Chicago at the Chicago Stadium tonight. The Bruins are unbeaten in 13 games this season. The King County Council today will begin informal deliberations of the King Street Station area as the site of the county's multipurpose stadium. A station area was recommended formally Wednesday to the council by the State Stadium Commission with a provision the city employees approve $8 million in bonds for parking at the site. Those bonds already have been approved, subject to a feasibility study. AOL Seattle forecasting scattered showers of rain or snow today and 40-hour expected high. Cloudy with showers tonight and 32 are low. The current Jet City temperature now 40 degrees. This is Jim Bach.
Wild tales about him.
Here comes Amos.
Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Sit down, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes, I need to dip a door in the end.
Ah, stalwart.
What? I'm sorry, Lana.
Who's that? Oh.
Oh, sir.
Help him over to the thing, would you?
I need to see.
Very bad shape.
Could you just maybe lean against it?
This is W.A.L. Street, Senior, U.S. Army retired. Want to make myself perfectly clear regarding the sheep. That's reported nerve gas spill out in Utah. I want to make myself perfectly clear that the Army didn't have anything to do with it. We've always been, like you say, the young people say, rat-owned. And it wasn't nerve gas. It was loco weed and swamp gas. It's W.A.L. Street Senior saying, so long from Wall Street.
It's, help him back over there, would you?
Yeah, sir, here, over here.
Sit down there, sir.
Here, easy. Easy.
Swamp gas!
Here, house there.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking.